hands it down to the key. 7.5 minutes left, still 18-18. Over to Seaman. To Kenter. Over to Hanson for three from the left wing. Yes! There's the Jason Hanson we've been hearing about. Now makes it 21-18. Auburn Beach over Sandusky with the Hanson first field goal tonight, and it's a three.
Right now, Coach Rubel on the offense has booms on the inside.
And Sandusky responds with their three of their own from Chase Bullis, his first points of the game. And now it's 21-21.
Jordan Booms is playing right down low to go ahead and distort the zone a little bit. I'm waiting for Coach Rubel to go ahead and make the decision to put in Aaron Ginther down there. And maybe that's about the time that Sloan Class could be in the ball game.
And a turnover from Harbor Beach there as Ginther tried to do it at the post, tipped by a boom, then it was touched by another Harbor Beach player out of bounds. And it's ended up the ball 90 feet from their own boot. 6:44 left. Now we're tied at 21 apiece after a pair of threes each for each team. At halftime, FedEx leads the number one USA 28-21. Over to the right wing, into the post, into Baysdale, be guarded by Ginther. He takes a jump shot, no good, rebound, Sandusky, yes it is. Over to Shrikley, into the right post, number 20, Gage Frank, he goes up for two, and it's good, his first 2 points of the game, now makes it 23-21, and it's turnover on a pass for Harbor Beach, and Shrikley has it for Sandusky, crosses the timeline, being guarded by Hanson, the left wing, 6 minutes left in the third. Kicks it out to the right corner, back to Baysdale. The crowd wanted to travel, none called. Baysdale, top key, now being guarded by Stephen, drives right to the free throw line, almost took free throw, jump shot, and kicks it into the right post, into number 12, that Tucker, no good. Here comes Harbor Beach, trailing by two, 23-21, Sandusky winning, Hanson from the same spot for three, yes! Jason Hanson, number 14 for the Pirates, not the Lions, hits another three. Now makes it 24-23, leading by one are the Pirates. Shifley dribbling around the top of the arc, into Baysdale on the left post. He goes up for two, gets rejected by the bottom of the backboard. Here comes Hanson, picks up the dribble, over to Grasshoff's timeline. 5 points left. Boom, or excuse me, Steven now takes a jump shot for 16 feet. Boom comes up with a rebound. Kraft from the left elbow takes the jump shot, no good. Rebound. Bullet for Sandusky. 5 minutes left in the third. 24-23. Sandusky wants to take a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here with you. John, what's the difference to the second half here?
Well, the big difference right now I see is Jason Hanson hitting 2-3 from four-point land. I mean, let's face it, Sandusky's not giving him too much room, and so Jason decided to go ahead and just move out up a couple more feet and see if he can go ahead and take advantage of his range, and by golly, he did. Now, though, I think the play of the game, though, was when Chase Baysdale was really wide open underneath their own basket, and who was guarding him but none other than Jason Hanson. Tallest guy on the floor and the shortest guy on the floor, and the shortest guy won. So Jason's having himself a good quarter.
All right, now we check with Ryan Brown. He's in the FD huddle. Ryan, what's your find out?
Coach wanted him to settle down a little bit. He's focused on execution, execution, execution. They came out, they were a little sloppy that half. They were more worried about what the refs were saying. He's saying he wants his team to calm down and just start playing basketball.
Right. Class, he just checked in.
All right, thank you, Ryan, on that. He had checked into Baysdale on the right wing, and he's been guarded by Ginther. Top of the key. Number 20. Frank dribbles in. Kicks it out to number 11, Shifley, on the left wing. Been guarded by Hanson. Pick comes from Baysdale. He dribbled right around the arc. Feeds it into Baysdale on the right wing. He missed that shot. Went right over the hoop. Out of bounds. Last touch by Harbor Beach. Remains Sandusky ball. 24-23. Harbor Beach with a very slim 1 point lead. Baysdale kicks it in. Out of the key to Shifley. Baysdale on the right elbow. Back out to Shifley from, almost took the 4-pointer. Over to the goalist in the left corner. That one, no good. Rebound by number 12, Brandon Tucker with the putback. And it's now 25-24, Sandusky. Sloan Klasky. Back up to Kraft. Sloan Klasky in the corner for three. Yes! Sandusky left it wide open. And Sloan Klasky said, sure! Another three for the Pirates. 27-25, 2-point lead for the Pirates. Shifley drives right into the lane on the left side, puts it up. This one's no good. Rebound, Sloan Classy. Keeps it back up to Kraft. It's 3A Sandusky on Kraft. And the bank is open. Kraft makes it off the backboard in for a jump shot from 15 feet. Shifley gets across the timeline. Kicks over to number 20. Frank for three. That was six. Then decides not to take a shot. Pulls from the right side for the jump shot. Rebound number 12. Hill. Tucker. Pirates still lead by 29-27. Classy for another three. This one rims out. Rebound Baisdell. 3:20 left. We have a slew of substitutions coming in for each team. Baisdell dribbles down. Being guarded by Kinson. That would be Shifley. There's players just falling all over the place at random times. Paul Classy went up for the rebound. Right behind him was Baisdell. Baisdell pushed him out of the way, and it's going to be a foul on him. That's Baisdell, number 23 for Sandusky. That's his second foul. Team first of the second half. That's the first foul of the second half. We're 3:06 left in the third.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know. As a few players come in for both teams, I've missed both substitutions. Baisdell stays in, though. Number 32, Bowles, comes out for Sandusky. On the court for Harbor Beach. Hanson, Kraft, Booms, Ginther, Classy.
And look where Ginther is locating right now.
Underneath the basket.
Well, now he's coming back out now.
And yes, Bell has it at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Kraft at the right wing. Being guarded by Mills, number 10. 2:50 left in the third. 29-27, Harbor Beach. Booms has it, kicks back out to Ginther for three. Top of the key. Yes! All of a sudden, Harbor Beach decided why go for two when he could go for three.
Harbor Beach is putting the ball inside, and the inside guys are kicking it out. We had Jordan Boom get an assist on that one.
32-27, largest lead for Harbor Beach at five. Baisdell on the left wing drives in, being guarded by Kraft, and he goes up. Kraft flops, and Baisdell went in for two. 32-29, Harbor Beach by three. Baisdell now with five on the game. Classy, top of the key, being guarded by Tucker. Hanson for three, left wing, no good. Rebound, number 20, Frank for Sandusky. Baisdell brings it up, the big man for Sandusky. Excellent ball handler. Now guarded by Hanson, now back Kraft. Kraft almost had a steal there. Pass over to Tucker, back to Baisdell on the right wing for three. Yes! This man does it all, folks.
Yes, he does. He's been a whale of a ball game.
And now we're back tied at 32 apiece. Minute 40 left in the third. We have a barn burner on our hands, folks. Ginther almost took the three, kicks it into Booms on the right post. Being guarded by Baisdell, kicks it back out to Ginther. He takes the 15-footer jump shot from the right side. That one's no good. Rebound, Kraft. Harbor Beach gets the offensive rebound. Minute 25 left. High ball game, 32 apiece. Into Booms on the right post. Right post goes up against Baisdell. Gets blocked by Baisdell. That's going to be a jump ball. Sandusky with the possession. Coming in for Mills is number 32, Bullis. Number 10, Mills gets replaced by Bullis. Number 24, Grasso, replaces Shifley. Minute 19 left, high ball game. Good ask for much better competition.
You know, this has the makings of going down to a total finish, doesn't it?
Yes. As Baisdell goes down, dribbles the ball to be guarded by Kraft. As Kraft tried to reach around and go in for the steal, he gets called for the foul. That's Harbor Beach's first team foul on the second half. Kraft's second of the game. Each team now with one foul in the whole second half. Bullis, right in front of us, in front of the bench, passes into Baisdell on the right wing, drives right down the baseline. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Baisdell. One thing Aaron Ginther does quite well is he gets pushed. He feels like there's an earthquake. He just falls right to the ground.
He's got that retreat step down pat, and it was a clean, clean offensive charge that Ginther drew. Both teams, though, you have to applaud them because they're both playing belly button defense.
That's
not giving too much ground up.
That's an understatement. As Baisdell now has three fouls and he comes out of the game, in for him is number 12, Tucker. He's back in. Kraft brings it across the timeline with 1 minute left. 32-32, tie ball game into Boone with the right elbow.